From Aristotle's Writings. We make war so that we can live in peace. Nicomachean Ethics, Book 10, 1177b, 5-6. The object of life. All our arts and inquiries, just the same as all our actions and choices, are thought of as trying to achieve some good. For this reason, we can correctly define the good as that which all things aim at. Yet obviously there is a difference between the ends at which things aim. Some of these ends are activities, whereas some are results distinct from activities. Where the ends are distinct from the actions, the results are naturally superior to the activities. Because there are all kinds of arts, activities, and sciences, it is inevitable that they have all kinds of different ends as well. The end of medical science is health. The end of military science is victory. The end of economic science is wealth. Nicomachean Ethics, Book 1, 1094a, 1. Human good turns out to be the active exercise of the soul in conformity with excellence or virtue, and if there is more than one excellence or virtue, in conformity with the best and most complete. But this activity must take place throughout a complete lifetime, for one swallow does not make a summer, any more than one fine day. Likewise, one day, or a brief flight of happiness, does not make a man completely blessed or happy. Nicomachean Ethics, Book 1, 1098a, 16-19. Tragedy is the representation of an action that is worthy of serious attention, involves greatness, and takes place over an extended time, yet is complete within itself, portraying incidents which arouse pity and fear, so that such emotions are purged by the performance. Poetics, 1449b, 24-28. He who studies how things originated and came into being, whether this is the state or anything else, will achieve the clearest view of them. Politics, 1252a, 24-25. Thus it is clear that the state is a creation of nature, and it is one of man's characteristics that he alone possesses a sense of good and evil, justice and injustice, and such, and the coming together of living beings who possess this sense makes a family and a state. Politics, 1253a, 2-18. The notion of the state is naturally prior to that of the family or the individual, for the whole must necessarily be prior to the parts. If you remove the whole man, you can't say a foot or a hand remains unless you look upon this as if it were made of stone, for it would only be dead. A thing is only understood to be what it is owing to its abilities and its power to perform them. And when it no longer has these abilities or power, it no longer remains the same thing, it merely has the same name. It is thus obvious that a city precedes an individual. For if an individual isn't sufficient in himself to form a perfect government, he is simply to a city what other parts are to a whole. And anyone who is unable to live in society, or doesn't need to because he is sufficient unto himself, must be either a beast or a god.